Welcome to Raising Deaf Children Podcast. Our parent company is Deaf Parenting. This is Alex and Raz Stephen with Didi Ferret with this episode entitled Didi Blessed Larry.
Wow.
In this segment, we will talk to Didi, have a conversation, and Didi's going to share when she met Larry when he was 2 years old. We came to her home in Washington, D.C. We did not know Didi. We knew, Raz knew Didi's husband, Jim Ferret, at the time. Raz went to school with Jim's daughter, Cheryl, who I knew in high school. And we came to their home in Washington, D.C. on our way to Chicago for Larry's hearing test. And also from their home, we went to Gallaudet for Larry to be tested there to get into school. So Didi's gonna share her experience when she first met Larry, talk about the hope that she gave us as young parents, and with her faith in God and things like that at that time. And she's gonna share her experience, see him where he's, how he has grown up, and where he's at this point, from 2 years old to being a young man, a leader in the deaf community, someone who did his undergrad in California, his master's in Maryland, played soccer for the U.S. Deaf Olympics. He's a professor now and has a beautiful daughter, Ravina Jasleen. So we're going to hear Didi's perspective. And, you know, we made friends then, and we're still friends ever since. And Didi lives in Orlando, Florida now, and we visit her quite frequently. So, at this point, I want to say to our listeners, please download our free story, PDF and audio by going to www.deafparenting.com. I want to say hello to our international subscribers in Japan, UK, and New Zealand. Yeah. Didi blessed Larry. At this point, I'm Alex Stephen, Larry's dad, and I'm Raz.
Yeah, Raz Stephen, Larry's mom.
And Didi Ferret.
And Larry's grandma.
Grandmother.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Larry first and his grandma. Yeah. So Didi, I'll start off by, you know, asking you if you could share with us, you know, when you first met Larry, when we came to you and Jim's home in Washington, D.C., what were some of the things you remember? And,
yeah, that's 28 years ago.
Yeah. And you don't look a day older.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. When I first met Razio and Alex with this little boy, Larry, 2 years old.
Yeah.
And very handsome little boy. But you, when the parent explained to us that, you know, he cannot talk, he can't hear, and I can see the discouragement in them. But for me, I had some experience before.
Yeah, yeah.
About child. Because I helped take care of one, which was my cousin's. And he born, and we never discovered that he was deaf until about 2 years, almost. We recognized it. Then we learned the mother took him all places to get him tested. And the conclusion was that she had measles when she was getting him.
So where did she take him to test in
she
the U.S.?
She took him to Barbados
and
Trinidad.
Okay.
Yes, and back home. But she was never satisfied until, although they told her what was wrong, when she read a paper.
Oh, okay.
What measles could do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, German measles.
Because she fell in the river. She was pregnant.
Yeah.
So she got wet. She had measles. Yeah. And that's what
caused the deafness.
Caused the deafness.
Yeah, yeah.
So It was a little difficult to cope with him, but yet we were inspired because he was so intelligent. He was a smart kid. I knew.
What's his name?
Michael.
Oh, Michael.
And he lived in Canada?
He was living in Canada. They live now in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes. So when Alex and Laurie and Razia came into our life, I could see the discouragement in them. But I know I had hope. And I know they had hope because I know what happened to the little boy we had.
Yeah.
So they went, they got him tested, came back, got to school. But I never accept them as they were my friend, because my husband knew them before. Laurie's mom's, because his daughter.
Yeah.
But for me, I accept them as my children.
And
my grandson.
Yeah.
Love them. They're loving.
Yeah.
They're caring.
Yeah.
And then I try to have the empathy to know how they feel. So I encourage them the best I know how. And in my opinion, I know with God all things are possible.
Yeah.
And I know God's grace is sufficient. So they venture out and they were very successful.
But actually, you did tell us the story of Michael.
Yes.
You did go in a lot of details about what he did in Canada and stuff. You remember when you had told us that? Because you were the first person who actually gave us hope that Larry could grow up and have a future as an adult. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. When Michael was 7 years old, he went to Canada to join his mom.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And when his mom would spoke to us or write us, she would told us how Michael is so intelligent. He's so smart. And she would thank me so much because he writes perfect.
Yeah.
He does things. He's very clean, very tidy.
Yeah.
And he gets up, he makes his breakfast to go to school, take his lunch and everything.
Very independent.
Like that. Very independent.
So he was going to school in Canada?
In Canada.
Okay, good.
He went to school there. Mm-hmm. He'd get up one morning and fix his breakfast, take his lunch.
Yeah.
And he would bake. Yes, when he was 10 years old, would make cake.
Cooking, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
He would tell her what he wants to make the cake.
The ingredients.
The ingredients, and he make
Yes,
and he does that. So then, with the lorry, I went to Boston to visit them.
Yeah.
And he was...
That's when we moved from
D.C.,
Maryland. And
Yes.
That was like
Larry was
90s.
In high school.
Early
90s. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And I went to visit them. And Larry was playing soccer. He went to...
Oh, for the varsity team.
Yeah.
Game.
Yeah.
And I can remember the coach. He was so terrible, disturbed.
Yeah.
Because the coach did not treat him as
equal.
And
that particular coach, but he had other coaches who did. But
that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came home, he was very upset, very disturbed, and the parent, Larry, Alex, and
Razia,
they were so down spirited. And I remember telling them, don't worry, because they feel, well, they don't know, because he might make any place in the world.
Yeah.
I said, no, you would be surprised to know he would make it, and he would make it big too.
Yeah.
And I am so proud today, when I look at him, the young man he is grown into, still ever handsome, very mannerly, very independent.
Yes.
And very, very independent.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Well educated. Mm. And he came now and he married to a beautiful young lady.
Yeah, Amrit.
Has one of the most beautiful daughter. And yeah, you would not believe. And one thing about it, if you don't know, I'm deaf.
Yeah.
So I just want people to realize and to have this hope and believe, whatever situation the children in, have hope, have faith, but you have to know who you have the faith in, not in the doctors alone.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
have to know something about God. Then you put your trust in Him. Yeah. Then you ask Him, and you ask Him for His will.
Yeah,
and His mm-hmm. will is going to carry you through. And today, I am proud and overwhelmed, because when Laurie, 27 years old, and he could remember the things.
Yeah, he remembered every
he
single
remembered
thing.
All the details.
All the details.
When he was 4.5
yes.
years old.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He met me and what I have done to him and his parent.
Yeah, yeah.
I am so, so overwhelmed. And that's why we have to really be careful what we do, how we do, and what we say, and how we treat people, especially yes. children.
Yeah, any kind
of
children.
Condition.
Oh. But even yeah. just children,
yes.
ordinary
yeah.
children.
Yes.
Just in ordinary
general.
Children,
in
deaf
general.
Children, specialties.
Yes.
Because they see what's going on, they remember what's
yes.
going on and everything.
And they
yes.
learn from it.
They learn from it. Mm. And today, I am blessed.
Yeah.
He blesses me. I didn't really bless him, but he blessed me. And his parent, I could not find better, loving, caring parent. And I can't tell anybody that I boast that my kids and my grandchildren.
Yeah, we feel like that.
And that would be. And I just, today, the family, his auntie, beautiful, caring, everybody. And I just leave them into God's hand. And I know they're going to make it big, because they're going to bless other people. Because when we bless,
mm-hmm.
we should share it. We
yeah.
should bless others. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're trying to do. See how they can direct people and help them to go through the same journey that they went through.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And I just thank God.
Because the first time we saw you, and before you told us about Michael, mm-hmm. we just, you know, was lost. We didn't know mm-hmm. what to do. Mm-hmm. And then getting to know you and telling us about Michael and, you know, helping us to realize that there's a future for Larry. Mm-hmm. And because you had seen it. And
yeah.
now then we went through the whole thing, and Larry is, you know, an ordinary child, ordinary mm-hmm. adult, mm-hmm. a
yes.
successful adult. And so we now want to share our story with
yes.
other parents
yes.
that if you have a deaf child, if you just discover you have a deaf child or you have a special needs child, mm-hmm. there is hope, and all you need to do is, you know, believe there is hope and figure it out, and things and your miracles will come true, just like how all miracles come true too.
Yes. Anything else you want to add?
Yes, because God works miracles.
Yes.
And we have to believe it, because the miracles that He worked, He's still in the business today. He's still in the miracle business.
Yeah.
Because I could never believe that I would, although I had the hope in Him and the faith that He would make.
You never thought it was going
successful.
So big.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But I told you, Razia and Alex,
yeah.
He will make it, and He would make it big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
yet still.
Yeah. I think your exact words were, He will make you proud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the exact,
mm-hmm.
exact words.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
28 years ago was,
yeah.
He will make you proud.
Yes.
And He does
I
make us proud.
It,
yeah.
He will make you all proud.
Yeah.
And make you all so... you know so many places because of Him.
Yeah.
And today, He come to make a woman, the very, very best husband that God can give.
Yeah.
He gave us the best granddaughter.
He gave you all the most beautiful, the most best granddaughter.
Yeah, and they make good parents.
Oh, yes.
And all respect to the future grandchildren.
Yes.
Ravina is here in 2010.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So always remember, though, God is good.
Yeah, God is
and
good.
And not sometimes.
All the time.
But we just have to trust Him and have faith in Him.
Yeah.
So I just wish you all success. Wish you all, you know, the best in sharing this
story
with many, many thousands, millions of people.
Yeah.
Because it's very needed out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's our life story. Yes. It's what we went through. You know, the feedback we're getting so far, a lot of people really think it's a great story.
It's great.
Helping people. So
it will.
You know, we want to say thanks to you, Didi, for all you did for us. And, you know, we appreciate still being friends and we still here for one another. And it's been a great journey.
Yeah.
And, you know,
don't thank me too much. Thank God.
Thank God for bringing you across our
life.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful to God that He brought you all into my life. Yeah. Because at times, doesn't matter how dark the cloud would be, you all would brighten it up.
Okay, so at this point, I want to say thanks so much for listening to Raising Deaf Children podcast. Please visit our blog at www.deafparenting.com. Sign in and download the free PDF and audio for our story. We appreciate your comments and feedback. Please feel free to share your story with us on the blog. I am sure it will help other people on their journey. The highlight of this episode is have faith and trust, and God will send people to support you as He sent Didi and her family for us. The quote of the day, a friend is one who knows you and loves you just the same. Albert Hubbard. Thanks again for listening and see you on the next episode. Please go to www.deafparenting.com and download our free story. Bye now.